Hello, my SKGs, and welcome to date number 3. Last time, we talked about real physical beauty. Do you know where real physical beauty comes from? Well, get ready, because we're going to go deep into the source of real beauty. Our destination? Narnia. You may have been there before if you've read C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia. Today, I'm going to take you right into the middle of one of those books. We join the great lion Aslan as he's sitting calmly by a rippling stream when a little girl named Jill approaches, but hesitates when she sees the massive lion.
If you're thirsty, you may drink. If you're thirsty, come and drink. Are you not thirsty?
I'm dying of thirst.
Then drink.
May I? Could I? Would you mind going away while I do? All right. Do you promise not to do anything to me if I do come?
I make no promise.
Then, oh dear. I mean, I'm so thirsty, you see. And do you eat girls?
Oh, I've swallowed up girls and boys, women and men, kings and emperors, cities and realms.
I daren't come and drink.
Then you will die of thirst.
Oh dear. I suppose I must go and look for another stream then.
There is no other stream.
There's only one stream to drink from for true beauty. And a secret keeper girl drinks from it. It is the presence of God. 1 Peter 3:3-4 says, "Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight." These verses aren't telling us that we can't express our beauty with braided hair, gold jewelry, or fashionable clothes, but it's simply saying that those are not the sources of our beauty. What is the source? A heart that is quiet before God. What it's really asking is, did you spend more time in front of a mirror today making yourself externally beautiful, or did you spend more time in the quiet presence of God making yourself internally beautiful? The presence of God is the only stream. It's the only source of true beauty. It's not an easy stream to drink from. Just like Jill felt afraid when she walked into the presence of Aslan, sometimes we have excuses. It's difficult for us to find that stream. We're too busy, or we're too tired, or we just don't have the right tools, or we forget. I want to tell you a secret. It's a story about myself that I really don't like to share too much. Before I do, Mom, can you show your daughter a picture of me? Here's my secret. I have terrible skin. On a scale of 1 to 10, I think my skin is about a 3, and that's on a good day. It all started in my junior high years when I began to break out, and oh, I felt so horrible. I remember trying so many things to make myself feel more beautiful. I tried cleansers and lotions and creams. I tried suntanning. As I grew older, my mom allowed me to use makeup to cover up the imperfections in my skin. Eventually, I became so discouraged with the way that I looked that I just stopped looking in the mirror. It made me just too sad. As I grew older, I even learned to put my makeup on without looking in a mirror at all. To this day, I can hardly put mascara on looking in the mirror because it confuses me. It's just not how I learned to do it. The point is this. I tried to drink from a lot of different streams to make myself feel beautiful, and I never did. Until I was almost in college. and it had nothing to do with my skin or appearance, but I felt God calling me to spend a daily quiet time with Him. So I did. And as I began spending time with God, just one day, out of the blue, I realized I was looking in the mirror again. And I wasn't really thinking about it, but the sadness was gone. Soon I realized I was actually liking what I saw in the mirror, or I at least felt comfortable with what I saw in the mirror. What was the difference? In those few short months, nothing had changed about how I looked. The difference was inside. Inside, I was changing dramatically because I was drinking from the right stream, the presence of God. You don't have to be in college to drink from it. You don't even have to be in high school. You can drink from it today. In fact, I'm hoping to make you thirsty enough to begin to do just that. Your SKG challenge today is to get alone with God. Because a secret keeper girl knows that the true source of beauty is the presence of the living God.